Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Yogi Berra has died. The Hall of Fame Yankee catcher, manager, and coach and icon of baseball was 90. Here's Yogi in a 2003 interview with NPR's Robert Siegel.
Catching I enjoyed. Because you talk to everybody.
You talk to the batters, you talk to the umpire.
A lot of people thought, a lot of times I turned around to the umpire, they thought I was arguing. But I never did argue with that. Just passing the time, where you going tonight, you know, and all that stuff. Getting good with them, that's what I did.
Yogi Berra, the lobbyer. For more on the life of Yogi Berra this morning, on and off the field, we're joined by baseball historian and long-form editor for SB Nation, Glenn Stout. Good morning, Glenn, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
He was in baseball when the Yankees were great and consistently great. Longtime catcher for the team, won 10 championships with the Yankees, was an all-star 15 times. Tell us about Yogi the player.
Well, Yogi the player was even better than Yogi the folk hero. And you're talking about a guy who was only 5'7", 5'8", who nevertheless is on the short list of being one of the greatest catchers of all time. 358 home runs, 10 World Series rings. He wasn't this cartoon figure. He wasn't this cuddly guy. On the field, he was a tough SOB. He was smart. He knew what he was doing, and he could play. You won't see a player like that again.
I know Joe Garagiola, his longtime friend, his childhood friend when they were growing up in St. Louis. Joe, who later also had a career as a commentator, but who was a major league catcher, said of Yogi when they were kids that when they were choosing upsides for a neighborhood baseball game, everyone always wanted to pick Yogi first because even as a kid, he was a sensational player.
Well, I think he was a sensational player, and he was also a lot of fun to be around. You know, Casey Stengel called him a remarkable fellow of special abilities, you know, or something to that nature. And that didn't even begin to encompass who he was. You know, he was a person who outperformed what you expected every time he walked onto the field.
Wasn't such a great manager, though. He went on to have a career as a manager after his time on the field with the Yankees, and he had kind of a rough go of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he took over in 1964, which was the beginning of the end of the Yankee dynasty. But I think in each of those instances, it wasn't so much his personal failure as failures of his teams. He didn't have the best teams when he took over as managers, as opposed to the lineup he joined when he joined the New York Yankees, which was already the best in baseball.
Of course, many know Yogi Berra today for being so darn quotable, though he contends that many of the phrases attributed to him weren't actually his. Here he is listing some in an interview with NPR back in 1998.
Well, there's a few of them in there. You know, it ain't over till it's over. Gets laid out early out here. Nobody goes there. It's too crowded. And when you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Glenn Stout, you have a favorite?
Well, I think my favorite is I never said most of what I said, which is Yogi's kind of personal admission that, yeah, some of those quotes were gussied up. You know, he didn't have that real reputation for malaprops as a player. That didn't really come until he took over as Yankee manager and his old friend, Joe Garagiola, popularized all those sayings. And let's face it, sports writers know a good thing when they see it. And when Yogi would misspeak after that, they would sometimes gussy it up a little to make it a little better than what he'd originally said.
You got to love one of the other comments when he was talking about baseball in general, and he said 90% of the game is half mental.
Or how can you think and hit at the same time?
And maybe appropriate for what's coming up in the next few days for Yogi Berra, he said, always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't go to yours.
Exactly.
I don't think that he will have any trouble drawing a crowd to his services coming up.
He might have the longest epitaph on a headstone that there ever is. It could go on and on and on.
Baseball analyst Glenn Stout, thank you so much for being with us this morning to remember Yogi Berra.
Thank you very much, Bob.